I mean, you can kind of go down the list, all those who have been impacted. So we thank you, and we want you to know that we have your backs, and we're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior at all. So the good news here is that as you look at the Bay Area, based on GDP, it is the 26th biggest economy in the world. Think about that. So this is a world-class airport, and we're going to maintain it as a world-class airport. So being 26, you might want to know who is 25th. Well, Belgium is 25th, and I think if we just ask Cees and Ghirardelli and Guittard to kind of up their chocolate manufacturing, we will eclipse Belgium very soon. So thank you all very much. It's now my pleasure to introduce my great colleague and dear friend, Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, who represents both San Mateo County and Santa Clara County, and part of Santa Cruz County, too.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. There's a saying that those that preceded me have said everything that needs to be said. So I'm not going to put the microphone down yet, though. Ivar, thank you for your superb leadership, to the building trades, to all the stakeholders, the workers, the contractors, the pilots, as Congresswoman Spear so ably listed out, the honor roll of those that make this place work. My second home, I would submit to you, is San Francisco International Airport, because I am here faithfully twice a week for now almost 30 years. So I know every nook and cranny. I know what works and what doesn't work. I know where my favorite food snacks are. But more importantly, this is the gateway to the two magic words in our region. San Francisco, the city of St. Francis, and Silicon Valley. Right here. And as was said, this needs to be a world-class airport, and that's what we're here to celebrate. You cannot even begin to dream of the completion of these projects unless you have the money. And we have delivered that, and we will continue to. The infrastructure of our country has been neglected. We just came from another press conference for Caltrain. That started, that passenger service was launched during the administration of Abraham Lincoln, 1863. And here we are in our day and our time, not just remembering the past from the old original terminal, but with the name of Harvey Milk, who always is a reminder of the great mayor of the city of San Francisco at that time, George Moscone. But we in our time are making history by making sure that this is a jewel in the crown of SFO. So I look forward to wandering around in the new terminal, Ivar, and I salute all of you. Number one, it always needs to be restated that it was the vision of President Biden and the person that actually executed and made it happen was Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Thank you, everyone.
I accept every compliment on behalf of the House Democrats whose intellect, idealism, integrity, and again, courage to get the job done is what made everything happen for us. Let me just say, in terms of Harvey Milk and George Moscone, it was a horrible day many of us experienced learning of it all those many years ago. And again, Harvey was a pioneer in what he did. We hope to be pioneering for a long time to come, always making the future better. And part of that is, of course, to do so in a way with good-paying jobs that meet the needs of families in our communities. I didn't say in my earlier remarks that one thing we did do in a bipartisan way was the CARES Act, where we put $65 billion into saving the airlines. It wasn't about the corporate airline. It was about all the money going to keep the jobs, to protect the workers. Beyond the pilots and the flight attendants and the rest, we then had further money for aviation beyond the plane to meet the needs of our machinists, who are so vital to all of the functioning of an airport. I didn't mention earlier that with us today, because he arrived later, is Anand Singh, and I know he'll be acknowledged, but from Unite Here Airlines Catering Food Service Workers. That's a fight we continue to have with the airlines and the rest to make sure that the respect that if people are enjoying a meal on a plane, they have to respect the work that goes into it. Thank you for your courage and leadership in that regard. But imagine that, $65 billion to sustain the industry. And then we, of course, needed to do more. One of the people who has helped us all along the way from in the union movement, both as the head of the San Francisco Labor Council and now as the head of the building trades in San Francisco, is Rudy Gonzalez. Rudy Gonzalez not only helps us with building trades jobs and fairness in the workplace for all workers, as he did at San Francisco Labor Council, he helps us with education, being a dad with small children. He helps us with right?
Yes, ma'am.
Zoe has been a frequent guest, his daughter, she's in school today?
She's in school, ma'am.
But she has been, well, that's where she should be. But we've had her as a frequent guest, and of course we're always proud of his little baby boy. But in any event, Rudy has been a real champion, an eloquent, dynamic spokesperson for working families. And as we always say, we don't, Jackie and Anna and I, Congresswoman Eshoo, Congresswoman Speer and I, don't go to the front to make a fight so that we could have anything less than fairness for our workers as part of the result. That is absolutely essential, whether it's food workers or machinists and everything in between to make a plane take off. So I'm proud to work alongside of Rudy Gonzalez for many years, and I'm very, as I said, a powerful voice for workers and working families in our community. I'm now going to yield the floor to him for the purpose of an introduction of our VIPs here today, as I mentioned earlier, but I'm going to give that privilege. I talked about Jamie Redmond earlier and Bart, but the privilege to introduce them goes to our distinguished guest, Rudy Gonzalez.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Madam Speaker. As we say in the movement, Sister Pelosi, we talk about bipartisanship, and many people think about Republicans and Democrats. I thought we were talking about San Francisco and San Mateo counties that Ivar has to juggle. But I also want to talk about workers. Workers.
Or the 49ers and the Rams.
I wouldn't dare. It's only the first team, only the 49ers, Madam Speaker. But I will say, from start to finish, the economic engine that is this airport is driven and fueled by the workers, by the air traffic controllers, by Bernie from the Airline Pilots Association, by James from the flight attendants. You don't see them. They're often behind the scenes. But there's electrical workers, Local 6 members, Ferdinand and Oliver behind us keeping the store. From start to finish, this airport is an economic engine, not just for business, but for working class people and the families and the communities they support. I know that's a tremendous burden for you, Mr. Sotero. And as a director, he's not just responsible for the safe operation of this facility, but he's also expected to transfer then some of those resources into the city's general coffers. And it couldn't be more important than in a time like now, when we are required and relying upon vital public health and infrastructure services for so many people in so much need. Now, the skilled and trained hands behind us, from every inch of ductwork and walls that are hung and pipe that is fitted, those are skilled and trained workers. Their hands aren't quite as soft as mine, and they're earning a living right now, because when this engine stalled, Democrats, and it's not political, but I'm biased, Madam Speaker, Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, refueled that engine. kept people from losing their homes, kept them from losing their health care, kept this a global state-of-the-art airport, and kept many of our workers, like the workers that Bart Pantoja, our next speaker, represents. And so someone who has worked in the field, lived in the field, and now is in union leadership, and I'm so honored he's my colleague here in a bipartisan way in San Mateo County. He's now head of the building trades and will protect and fight and work with you, Ivar, for the skilled and trained workers and all workers here at SFO. Please welcome Bart Pantoja of Glazer 718 and newly elected Secretary Treasurer of the San Mateo Building and Construction Trades.
Thanks, brother. Thank you, Rudy. So, yeah, I'm new at this. So, unlike these very accomplished speakers, I wrote my stuff down. So as Rudy mentioned, before this taking this position, I was actually a union representative for Glazers Architectural and Glass Metal Workers Local 718, International Painters and Allied Trades District Council 16. So it's been a great honor and privilege to now represent all the building trades affiliates of San Mateo County, and I'm really looking forward to that. Let me get to my beginning. What a great opportunity this is and will be for workers like myself who were in the field, and like my sister here, Jamie, who still is looking to work in the field and has actually worked on this project. I've worked on many infrastructure projects in my 20 years working with the tools, like water treatment facilities, highway toll plazas, hospitals, airports, including this one. My career as a union glazer has provided for me and my family for good wages, health care, pension, with the opportunity to hopefully retire with dignity. Development and renovation and maintenance of this great travel hub provides for working families not just on this project, but also for the service industry and the hospitality industry that has suffered these last couple of years with the pandemic. Prior to this pandemic, construction in the Bay Area was on a steady incline, rising from the recession. But because of our elected representatives fighting for legislation that brings opportunity to those willing to work, in my opinion, is good government. So that's short and sweet. Again, like I said, I'm new at this, so thanks for bearing with me. I look forward, thank you. And really the jewel of being in the union leadership position I am is to see young men and women come into the trade like Jamie and make careers like I did and have success and provide for the family. So with that, I'd like to thank you for this great opportunity that we can all get to work, and I'd like to introduce my local member, Jamie Redman.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be here. This is a great opportunity for me. A little bit about myself. I'm a native San Franciscan, born and raised. I'm a single parent. My daughter's father passed in 2015. And with that, it's just been a blessing to get in the trade. I got in about 2012. I did the program City Build, the pre-apprenticeship program. I got in, and just getting in has been a blessing for me. I'm able to provide for my family. Coming from Bayview Hunters Point, just being a pillar, you know what I'm saying, an example for other people in my community. It's gave me health benefits. You know, I gained skills in my trade, and I'm just able to put forth my abilities, you know. And working here at the airport was a great experience for me. I put the glass and metal systems in. I worked at Terminal 1, also at the long-term parking. And just getting back to work is very important. The pandemic was a real struggle for me, you know, struggling to make ends meet and put food on the table, not just for me, for all my union brothers and sisters. It's important to get back to work and to take care of my daughter. That's the most important. You know, being a single parent is hard, but I'm trying to be the best example I can for her. She actually attends Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy in San Francisco. So that's a good thing. I know a lot about Harvey Milk. And this opportunity is just great. I'm just honored. I just want to get back to work and be able to, you know, get my daughter out the community we live in. Like, I can't even let her play outside without worrying about bullets flying or cars speeding down the block. So I'm just trying to stay focused and stay working so I could do that, you know, reach my goals. So thank you. Thank you.
Daughter's name?
Her name is Regine.
Regine is her daughter. How lovely. Thank you. For Regine, I want to say that because of the infrastructure bill, a few weeks ago we had an event, Versailles Streets Initiative, for San Francisco so that it would be safer for children and families to be outside. But with that, I'd like to take any questions. I did want to say, though, that listening to Jamie and the training that she received and listening to Bart saying he worked with the tools, he knows the jobs, he knows the workers, he knows the territory. Congratulations and good luck to you in your leadership role. I hope that the challenges it presents doesn't make you long to get back to the tools, but maybe so. We'll see. But I just want to say this about Jamie. In the Build Back Better legislation, which is really important, as I said, the president said, I will not confine my dream vision for America to what we can accomplish just in a bipartisan way, even though we wish that could be more. It's about saving the planet and good green-paying union jobs and saving the planet. But as regards directly to Jamie, it has in their legislation provisions that are transformative for women in the workforce. Frankly, for dads, too, anyone who has responsibilities at home, good, affordable, lowering the cost for child care, having universal pre-K, child tax credit, issues that relate to home health care. If you have a parent, a sibling, someone at home, even beyond being a child, who needs health care. So this says that we honor those workers who provide child care and home health care and the rest with the ability to get fair pay, hopefully to be unionized as well, and as well as the meeting the needs of our children. Our motto in San Francisco has been children learning, parents earning. And Jamie, with the training she received in the City Bill, we've been there together to see what that training is about. That she is the future. This legislation wants to make that future lower cost, bigger pay, better opportunity for Jamie. With that, my colleagues would be happy to take any questions you may have.
Progressive caucus call for a version of Build Back Better to be passed by the State of the Union on March 1st.
That's an aspiration that they have. But that we will pass the bill when we have the votes to pass the bill, and we cannot stop pressing for that. It is so important, and we've all in our caucus, 90-some percent of our caucus, 100% there to pass the bill, and actually in our House, 100% of them. But again, that's we don't have a timetable. That's an aspiration, which is one that would be useful. We have other things we have to do. We have to pass the omnibus bill to keep government open, which is $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion, which has allocations of funds for many of the priorities we've talked about here. We want to pass the CHIPS Act, which will, again, advance American manufacturing, keeping us a leader in the world. And we have a number of pieces of legislation that we're working on, but the BBB is absolutely essential. I hope that they're right. I don't subscribe to any particular date, though. Any other questions? No? Okay, so we're all ready for Sunday? Wasn't last week something? How about that? Well, one thing is for sure, a California team will go to the Super Bowl. But we want it to be the team in red. Yeah. That's called being diplomatic. In any event, we got the Warriors, and pretty soon we'll have the Giants. So again, that is a unifying thing in our community. But we want everybody to be unified in protecting
God's creation, this beautiful planet that's in BBB, being transformative in terms of health care, child care, home health care, and the rest for women and dads in the workplace, those with family responsibilities. And we want to do all of this in the most bipartisan way possible. At the same time, we take an oath to protect and defend, and we're working with the White House to show that we are ready for whatever the prospects are in regard to Ukraine. So anyway, it's a very busy time, and this is a very important occasion for us. I'm honored to be here with my colleague in representation of San Francisco, Jackie Speer, our colleague who represents San Mateo, Santa Clara, and beyond, Anna Eshoo. We want to salute once again Ivan Sotaro for your great leadership. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you all very much. Thank you.